Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia, and welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. I'm back, baby.
He sure is.
Thanks for looking after things. Jane Kennedy,
hello,
in
Mick.
My absence.
You're most welcome. Thanks to Limo for keeping your seat warm.
Who's Limo? No idea.
And Dave, Dangerous Dave here.
Did Dave pull his weight?
Yes, he did.
You chime in?
Surprisingly, he did.
Yeah, we kept us on air anyway.
No, we're all on air.
That's a first.
But it's good to have you back, Mick.
It's great to be back. Can't wait to dig into all the stuff we've got to wade through on today's show. Entertainment news. Give us a hint, Jane. What's in there?
Motley Crue have announced a live return. This is a band who said they would never get back together again.
Have you seen the doco?
I have. I've seen the opening scene of the doco.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't have kids around when you watch that is my tip.
I hope they haven't lost anything. Well done. Music news is also up and running. What's going on there?
In music news... Well, yeah. Motley Crue fits into that category vaguely.
Entertainment.
Nicolas Cage, I've got an update on him for you.
Okay.
He might be, well, he's been a bit laying low for the moment. This one's pretty colossal, what he's planning.
All right.
Do you know who Marie Kondo is?
Yes.
That's surprising. Yes, well, she's the declutter.
The kondo.
Declutter girl. I've got a bit of information and news on
what?
Her. Declutter. Oh, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, the tidying up woman.
Oh, sorry.
Let's make a buzz.
Thanks.
She's fascinating.
So much
and we get to hear from her, and it's really
guess
funny.
Guess what? We'll be on firmer ground for me when I introduce Pub News, including an exciting new sponsorship for this show.
Well, that's brilliant.
By the mighty beer Brick Lane.
Is that the brewery you own?
Indeed it is. Yeah, they're on board.
Well, that's brilliant.
And we've got
news.
An exciting competition and a listener party to announce later in the show.
Oh, my God. Right around
this
the country,
is
I believe.
Big news wherever
Stand
you are.
Stand by, Australia. We've got Lee Sales. We're going to chat to. She has watched, as I have, The Crown. I know you'll be into that, Mick.
Will Prince Andrew eventually be in The Crown? Will that happen?
You know, with Prince Andrew and what he's been behaving, how he's been behaving, you couldn't write that storyline.
All right. Hey,
couldn't make it up.
Christmas is here.
I know you
can't believe it, but according to all our giant retail outlets, it's here already. We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
We will.
So much to get through. But firstly... Thank you for manning the ship while I went.
You're most welcome.
I played golf.
It wasn't just any golf game, though,
No, it wasn't. It's at Royal Melbourne Golf Club. It's the composite course. It's as configured for the President's Cup, where the best golfers in the world will come to ply their craft.
Oh, my God.
Can I ask a girly question? This will be the biggest sporting event of the year by a mile.
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah.
What does composite mean?
So there's two courses at Royal Melbourne, and they choose the best holes from each course, combine them. So ordinarily, you wouldn't get to play it.
So
which is why it was so important, which is why I had to go.
Right.
Well, you're so important that you're on page three of one of the news...
Page 18 as well. That's what I call...
You're with Shane Warne.
That's what I call my Craig Parry look.
There was another golfer I was trying to think of. The one that fags on course.
Oh, John Daly.
I think that's an unflattering shot of you, actually.
Oh, it's a bit of a clip. But the
club looks good.
Yeah, the club looks good.
And then when you go to page 18.
Yes, he is.
I mean, there's a big picture of me and Chris Smith.
Yeah.
And for the girls out there, that's Chris on the left. It's like a doppelganger.
He's got massive guns, by the way. Look at the size of his arms.
Oh, yeah, he sure has. Sorry, Mick, you're there too.
He's got a massive six-pack and I've got a massive keg.
Mickey, did you...
Look at that. Hello, girls. Dinner's on. Look at the two of us. Mm. It's confusing for the ladies when me and Chris are out together because you don't know where to look.
How'd you go yesterday? It's like two bulls in a paddock.
Mm. You know?
Who'd you play with?
I played with James Brayshaw from the station here.
A couple of others.
I lost three balls and one club.
What do you mean? Well, I'm sure at Royal Melbourne Golf Course and also through the President's Cup.
Golf throwing, club throwing's not allowed.
My caddy found it.
Your caddy?
Oh, yeah.
What celebrities were there? I saw the actual President's Cup.
Now, I've just put a photo on my Instagram, Mick Molloy 66.
Okay.
You can go along and see me. No, keying my name into the cup with a key. Just
when you say
my
President's
name.
Cup, is that as in...
It's the President's Cup, president's mate. The American
team.
President.
Like the US President.
Donald Trump may well be out here.
He was going to come out here and he still may make an appearance.
How do you know he
won't? Still might. And Tiger Woods is captain of the American team. Who's captain of the European team?
Ernie Els.
It is Ernie Els.
Ernie Els, who I get compared to a lot. The Big Easy, they call Ernie, and they say I'm the same.
I've heard Ernie likes a drink.
Again, I've been compared to Ernie Els.
That's why I thought.
Impressive.
That's a great course. It's not how I would have designed it.
Oh, really?
But, you know, they've made a good effort. Mate, it's got to be great. People flying from around the world. I played well.
Really?
I had some moments. It was a bit rusty. There's some good stuff and some bad stuff.
Yeah.
Much language.
On the whole, there's a lot of language. There's a lot of language. Yeah. I got to ask. And I'd like to thank Royal Melbourne for allowing me back on course.
Well, that's a great day for everyone. Now, while you were playing yesterday, we launched an unbelievable competition here.
Is this at Disney?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
This is massive.
This is huge.
As big as it gets.
Never, do you know this never happens? Disney never invite you.
No. And we have been selected to do this competition now. As we take your callers
can we enter
along
it?
The day. No,
I
we can't.
Wish.
We can't. And neither can you, Dave. Man. You can't enter it. We will nominate you to be on the standby list if we like. If we like.
How's it work? Call.
What do you mean? How does it work? I'm telling you.
Settle down.
I said you'll go on a standby list.
Hey, count the farm.
We'll choose our favourite callers. And guess, here's the prize. 4 nights accommodation at Disneyland Resort, which is unbelievable. 5-day Disneyland Resort, park hopper tickets.
Yep.
You can just keep going all day. You can go 5 days in a row if you want.
This
Return
is
economy
a trip
flights
of a lifetime.
To LA.
It's bucket list stuff for you
absolutely.
And your family.
But you know why this is all on.
As a guest of Disney, at Disneyland.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's because
I'm with
today.
Disney? That's what you say? I'm here with Disney.
Yeah.
Well, Disney Plus launches today. And
that's a game changer, by the
this
way.
Has Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic, so much more.
Simpsons
is on it, streaming from today, and it's only $8.99 a month.
Had me at Pixar.
So we want you all to jump on board there, have a listen through our show, and you can be one of the lucky people on this. And we're going to draw it on Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to draw it on Friday. This is the family trip of a lifetime.
Unreal.
This is Make-A-Wish stuff.
Of course it is.
I've done it with my family, and it's the best thing we've ever done.
Really?
Wow.
Absolutely, without doubt.
You're a high marker.
Not really.
You are.
No, I'm saying it's absolutely brilliant.
Sure, so. I can't enter.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Boys.
All right, let's kick off after we come back. Entertainment news.
Coming up, thanks to the Holden Colorado, now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
I know you'll be thrilled to hear this news.
Be good.
Celine Dion is back with a new album.
Probably going to be gently next time.
Oh, I thought that you'd have a bigger reaction than that.
No, I'm not a fan.
Really? Can we get rid of the ET music now?
Yeah.
It's confusing me with Celine and the respect she
has.
You
got any Celine Dion?
Sure.
Careful when you introduce that.
It's a bit jarring, isn't it?
This is her first album in 6 years. And
that was good.
It's a woman.
Sorry, that streak's been broken. I've quite enjoyed the last 6 years.
It's a woman who's overcoming personal loss because you know her husband. Well, her husband died.
Yeah, he took the He took the easy option. He did.
It's about getting her groove back. His name was Rene Angelil. Well. That was him.
Yeah.
And he's died quite a while ago.
Yeah.
You couldn't be happy. You didn't even know him.
He was like the Stedman to Oprah, wasn't he? He was the same.
That's Stedman to Oprah is a different story because don't forget Gail.
You're right.
Okay. But I don't think Celine has a Gail. But she was interviewed by Tracy Grimshaw on A Current Affair.
Okay. How did that go?
Well, Tracy was too concerned about her health, I think, and I think I would have got a bit pissed off if I was Celine. Let's have a listen to the question.
Sure.
Lots of people have asked you if you're fine and you've said that you're fine. Are you really fine?
I'm really, really fine, but I still have some moments.
Because you've shared with your fans and with the world the challenges that you've had in your life, I think people worry about you. They worry that you're okay. You're leaner than you used to be, and people now worry that you're not eating enough and that you're not looking after yourself.
Do I seem okay?
You look fabulous
I've always been very thin.
But you're fine and you're eating and everything's fine and you're looking after yourself.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it touches me that they care that much.
That's a bit rude, though. Tracy didn't know what... I mean, she's very concerned for her.
She is. Don't need to worry about Tracy. I thought we're pretty good on that front.
She's all right. Listen, Celine also has been spotted. This is what people do when they go into when people are doing an album. They do some sort of trick, like a bit of a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
And
what was wrong with her health, by the way? Just tell me what was wrong.
Well, she was grieving.
She's green.
She's naturally thin.
That'd be good if she lost her voice.
She has a beautiful voice. Well, do you want to have a listener? She went into a karaoke, a drag bar.
I beg your pardon.
She went to a drag bar the other night, and here's her singing a bit of karaoke.
You know, give it up for Celine Dion. We have something very special for you.
That's enough.
I'm worried about Celine.
Do you know what? That gives me hope, because if she can't sound good in a karaoke bar, that's why we all...
What kind of bar was it? What was it?
A drag bar.
Obviously, they had a judge of Celine Dion lookalike competition.
Well, probably would have been a lot of drag queens looking like her,
I imagine. Well, it would have been.
Okay, I'm going to move on to Nicholas...
Jesus, mate. That gave me a heart attack.
Tricky fingers, sorry.
Crikey.
I'm moving on to my car alarm.
That's right.
That's going to be
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is in talks to star as Nicolas Cage in a movie.
We're doing entertainment news now.
Yeah. He's going to do a movie. So he's going to star as himself about his life, the unbearable weight of massive talent.
Wow.
Is that really the name? Is it really called that? Okay. It's really called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And young James, who's our producer here, called it a meta drama, to which I said, what the hell does the word meta mean?
The answer was?
It means an actor playing himself who is in fact himself playing an actor. Do you know what I mean? In fact, you used an analogy about a snake eating its head or its tail. Is anyone still listening? Hello?
Nerd alert! Nerd
testing,
alert.
1, 2, 3. No. Anyway, Nicolas Cage has been
on the scene. So it's about him, starring him.
Yes.
Wow.
But he wants to play himself.
I've got a scene I hope is in it. Someone I know, because he was out here filming.
What was that movie?
One of the films that came out to Australia. Yeah.
Ghost Rider, was it?
Ghost Rider might have been. Anyway, she was doing costumes.
Yeah.
And she had to go to America.
Yeah.
I think I can tell this story.
Right.
She had to go to America to measure him up. For all suits. So she's gone to LA, she's gone to his office, and she's gone in and he was lying on the couch in his Speedos and he refused to get up. Mm-hmm. So she had to, I swear this too, and so she had to measure him while he lay on the couch.
In the budgies.
He was watching TV or something.
He couldn't be fagged standing up.
I can't be bothered. And so she's gone all the way across the world. And then
that is a scene I'd like to see.
Well, wouldn't you like to see that?
Of course you would. That sums up the unbearable weight of massive talent.
So no one gets to play him. He gets to play him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jeez.
Okay.
I like it.
Now, I've got some news about Motley Crue, but we'll go to a break and we'll come back to that.
Are we going
to
play Motley Crue?
No, we will.
We haven't got a song yet, but when we come back after this break, we're going to talk about Motley Crue.
Okay.
See, I'm always thinking.
All right.
Kennedy Malloy.
Cheers.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, I'm back, baby.
We're in the middle of entertainment news, and we're talking about Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
And that he's returning to star as Nicolas Cage in a film about his life, basically called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. That sounds like Kanye West's talk, doesn't it?
It does. It could be a great film if they included all the scenes
that he's notorious for.
Jay was saying when he was out in Australia filming, he had to leave, so he made the whole cast have their cast party.
Prematurely.
Before he finished working. Yeah,
that
worked. The film was still being made, but because he had to go, he made them do that.
Well, we heard Celine do some karaoke before.
We've got some of Nicholas. This would have been him at his own cast party, I imagine. Well, there's your big closer.
Yeah.
As the credits roll.
A nutty Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Singing Purple Rain.
Last night.
What? Oh, now you, I have to take issue with you.
What do you mean?
What happened on Have You Been Paying Attention? So we had the Bachelorette in here the other day and you were nice as pie.
Angie.
Then your show has eviscerated.
Well, I wasn't on the show.
I think people know the puppet master. We all know that.
I think people know if you go on Have You Been Paying Attention, as a guest.
Yes.
And especially if you're one of the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, yeah, they're never easy on
this
you.
This went too far.
Did it? I've got,
so
well,
Bachelor, what's her
boyfriend's
name?
Angie and Carlin.
Carlin.
Yes.
What kind of name's that, by the way?
Well, it's young people's Carlin. Name, Mick.
Young people's name.
It is a young person's name.
Thank you, well, Jane Louise.
Well, thank you, Michael Humphrey.
Humphrey? Why would you say Humphrey?
I don't know.
Was that word association? Was it? You're looking at me. Is it because I've got no pants on?
Might
Why
have something to do with it.
Say that?
Come on, let's Michael move on.
Let's have a listen.
Let's have a listen.
No, I want to have a listen
all right.
to.
All right, you this see is how. Your,
this is you, the matriarch behind the scenes,
okay. yeah.
calling the shots. And embarrassing a young couple in love.
Oh, all right.
Have you been paying attention?
Okay.
Now, I hate to start on a somber note,
oh,
but
Tom.
Shock news from Matt and Chelsea the other day.
I know. Yeah.
Angie, just for those who don't know, what has actually happened to those two people who I've never heard of?
Sometimes in life, couples reach a natural end to their contractual arrangements and...
Who are we talking about?
Last year.
This year.
The Bachelor season is gone.
Carlin, you can speak, my God.
Sorry, Tom, I've got an actual question.
Oh,
for the couple. Do you wax your chest?
Not wax, no.
I was talking to Angie. Not in a while.
Angie and Carlin have some questions.
Sorry, wait. You got me.
Angie, seriously, you're going to have to hurry up because your 15 minutes is almost up.
That's your mate, wow. Sam Pang, your wow. front bar mate.
But he's all right. When do I get back on?
Well,
there's only
one episode left and you're on it.
Oh, I'm on it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm back.
Did you not know?
Yeah, no, you're I didn't on. Know.
All right.
When's that? Next Monday.
I'll write you a note. To remind you. I'll call you That'll to remind good. You.
And right, you now, have massive music news.
I do. Motley Crue have officially announced they are back Jeez. Together and will tour yeah. again.
They're
and
all most, still alive? Are they
well,
all alive?
Yeah, well, most fans of Motley Crue know that they actually signed a contract in 2014 that they said, we will never tour again.
Signed the contract.
Yeah, they've gone back on that. Now, I'm not sure how many people have seen the Netflix documentary,
Good
The Dirt.
Lord.
It's not for the kids,
no,
especially
not.
The opening scene.
There's a bit going on. It's not a Disney film.
No, it's not a Disney film. But it is reported that they're going to head on a US stadium tour next summer with Def Leppard and Poison.
Oh, yes, please.
This is our DNA at this station.
I'm going to start growing my hair.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it out. I'm going to get some leopard skin yep. tight.
Well, we're hoping that they come to Australia.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Motley Crue are back, baby. Yeah, that's right. They have reformed after they said they're never going to come back again.
Go and have a look at them and just marvel they're still alive.
Modern
just go and
medical go, miracle,
wow.
isn't it?
Look at that.
Honestly.
How the hell did they
That's nuts. Get Someone was watching over them.
They have
clearly.
No right to be here.
Not at all.
All right, crazy. I'm going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous. If we're going from Motley Crue to Marie Kondo.
Oh.
Marie Kondo.
She's the declutter Japanese lady.
And how can that be a thing?
Because she
How
had
can a, that be your she, known as the declutter guru?
Mm.
Okay, I've got some stuff. Put your garbage out. Well, bang, Mickey, declutter guru. Okay. Hey, there you go. Hey.
Well, you don't understand.
Put some stuff in some boxes
no. yep.
and put them in the garage. Bang! Yep. Mickey, declutter guru.
There is a lot of OCD people
Where's
who
Marsha?
Want to make sure that their houses, their closets,
Mickey Kondo.
Their kitchen.
Mickey Kondo.
I mean, God, if she came to your place.
Oh, yeah.
I think she'd actually.
She'd be removing dead bodies. Yeah. That's how you declutter
I
my
don't
joint.
Think she would want to know what was there.
Yeah.
But people are very interested in this.
Pull up the police tape.
Yes. They want to know.
Move the chalk outline.
Decluttering what? Your house. Is important. It's a metaphor for decluttering your mind.
You do feel better.
My mind is pristine.
Is it?
My mind is like the Sistine Chapel.
Really?
No.
What are you talking about? That couldn't be further than the truth. This is a woman who suggests, and it's so popular. She was like a number one show on.
Yeah, it's called Tidying Up. It's
Tidying
on Netflix.
Up. And she goes into someone's house and they just look at like the pantry or she goes, now, look, I'm not going to say how she speaks, but here's something that's made me laugh. She's now got an online store. So this is a woman who says, get rid of all your crap. Oh. Now she's saying, go and buy my crap to fill in your house. And it doesn't make
so
sense to me.
So she's selling your stuff.
She's selling stuff. I knew she'd turn.
No, she should be buying stuff off you.
In fact, yeah. I'm convinced she's an actress. And she's just, and she wears like a cashmere pink cardigan and pearls, and she's really humble. She pretends she can't speak English, and she has a translator with her. She could speak English.
Yes, you don't think she's.
She can't. Oh, here's her attempt. Hang on, here she is. She's trying to sell her stuff now. Listen to her.
Many people have asked what I use in my everyday life. This shop is a collection of my favorite things and items that spark joy. The goal of tidying is to make room for meaningful objects, people, and experiences. I hope my vision of a joyful life inspires yours.
Didn't quite catch that.
Is that you doing a character, or
no,
was that
I
actually
promise
Maria
you, that
Kane?
Is really
oh,
no.
Her.
Was that you?
Did you
well,
just run down
me.
The studio, did you?
That is how she sounds when she tries to speak English.
I don't understand.
But this
what,
is,
what's
we want to hear
criterion?
What's in the shop.
What's the criterion for her
no,
move?
We've established that. Yeah, no, we'll move on, because she's got a shop. Listen to what she says you should have in your life.
Shop.
If you're going to have memorable things in life. A tuning fork.
A tuning fork? Why do I need a tuning fork?
She's selling a tuning fork. Because if you go ding with it, it makes you peaceful, and so does a clear quartz crystal. She's selling a crystal.
What are you talking about?
She's selling also this.
What's a tuning fork? Like, what do I do? Is this also like a
that's
salad
just
fork?
Like, it's good karma, right? I also have on my shop a computer brush for $35. A brush to clean your computer?
Just
no.
That's clutter.
Yeah. Okay.
That is
just
something you do
down.
Not need.
And when you come home and you have flowers, here is a flower bouquet tote bag. $42. How about you just wrap it like everyone does in brown paper and then put your flowers in a vase?
$42. You would never buy that.
I would never
buy
that.
You'd buy a handbag under $10,000.
No, that's not true, but I do have an update on a handbag story.
What? Oh, yes, please.
This is amazing.
What is it?
Okay, at a country club in the States, a woman from New Jersey was there. A waiter spilled red wine on her pink Hermes handbag.
Good Lord.
And they are suing the country club for $44,000.
A $44,000
yes,
handbag?
Because it was an Hermes Kelly bag.
The only handbag I know is a bookie's bag that had $44,000
yeah.
in it.
No, now, she is annoyed. The country club are not saying they're not going to do it. They're suing the waiter. And no one believes that a handbag could cost that much, but an Hermes handbag in 2017 sold at auction for $377,000. Now, they don't have these on view. When you go in the shop, you go, got any Kelly bags? And they go, ha, 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 ha. No, we don't. Unless you are a regular client, they have them snuck out the back. They
well,
don't
I...
let you buy one. They're on average price about
$20,000. I have a question which may affect the litigation.
What's that?
What type of wine was it? Because if it was a good year, if it was like a 1966 okay. Grange,
I don't think
then,
it was
comparable.
You may say it's added value.
She was at a function, so maybe they took out the cheap stuff for that. I don't know. Anyway, that she can't understand, and I think it's a fair point.
Do you know what? There's a good
people
job.
People don't understand.
What
it.
About a job for an expert who declutters women's handbags?
Oh.
That would be me. If I was a Mickey Kondo
that.
And
yeah.
I would go,
okay.
open your bag, Jane. What did we find in there last time? A bear trap.
Yeah,
what did you have?
Walkie-talkie.
We had a walkie, one walkie-talkie.
Did I have handcuffs?
Handcuffs, yeah. For some reason.
Lots yeah. of tissues.
Lots of tissues.
Lots of tissues. Single tissues.
What does that mean? Anyway, right. that is people are not understanding her.
Who do you think is responsible, ultimately?
The country club. The country club's responsible. Anyway, it's ongoing.
All right. Oh, hey, when we come back, we want to talk Christmas. Oh, we're talking gifts. Oh, we're talking handbags.
Yes.
Because Christmas is here. Oh. And there's
don't
some
remind
big news.
Me, I'm shudder.
All right, here
all
we
right,
go.
Coming up.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sales is coming up. She's watched The Crown, apparently, so we will be discussing more with Lee Sales in the second hour on Kennedy Malloy.
Don't tell Mick that.
Yeah, well, The Crown. When does Prince Andrew turn up? That's when I'll start watching.
Like,
well, that'll get real good.
Yeah.
Where are they up to?
I'm only up to episode... Well, the whole thing's available now to watch. You
no,
can
but
watch
where
the,
are they up to in the...
Oh, it's 1964 to about 1979
yeah.
or 1980.
Well, this, no, when you get to Prince Andrew, 2000... 16.
That is sad. Oh. That is bizarre.
Crikey. Hey, all right. Hey, Christmas is here. Now, we've been fighting this. We know it's early, but we're just being overwhelmed with stories that are coming across our desk.
Well, Jill, our producer, Kate, bought a Christmas tree last week.
She had it in the office.
Yeah. In the office. She had it ready to go. I haven't even got anywhere close to any of that.
But you've still got your Christmas decorations from last year still out in your hallway. People have released their Christmas songs for the year already. There's some big ones. Is it Rod Stewart or someone huge?
Possibly, because he does the standards as well, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Robbie Williams has put one out.
Robbie Williams.
You know who I think should do one?
Who's that?
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Hey, Santa Claus, where's me f***ing bike? Oh. I've unwrapped all this other junk and
hang on.
That'd be cheery around the Christmas table. All right.
But that's fun.
You're worn out geriatric fighter. Hey. Where's me f***ing bike?
Okay. I'll tell you what.
It's full of the Christmas spirit. Turn it off.
Okay, that's enough. In the Channel 7 News reported that Kmart fans are making huge Christmas baubles using a yoga ball. Do you know what a yoga ball is? No, you don't. It's a big ball that you sit on when you exercise, and it's good for balance, and they're massive.
Is that for wellness?
Yeah.
Sure.
Is it a yoga ball? Yeah, I don't think the yogis.
Fitness ball.
Who are big on inflatable balls.
It's a fitness ball.
Yeah. It's a fitness ball.
Or a gym ball. All right. Well, some people with too much time on their hands are painting them and making them gigantic Christmas baubles.
Oh, really?
And I'm going, but how are you going to find a tree big enough for that? Anyway. I'm not really impressed by that.
Look at this. This is. I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
Christmas ham prices may soar by up to 60%.
No, because they're already expensive.
Swine fever.
Where?
Swine fever. Where? Australian families may have to fork out up 60% more for their Christmas hams this year because of a shortage of pork. Pork could rise thanks to a surge in Dave, what are you up to?
What's going on?
Blinding my nose. I turned my microphone off.
I thought you were sad.
No.
I thought you'd heard about pork.
I know you love your ham on Christmas Day, but come on.
Allergies, that's all.
Hey,
It's in Africa, the swine fever.
Well, yes, but it's affecting everything. It's decimated pig herds across Europe and Asia. I might start hoarding.
There you go.
I'm going to start pinching some pigs.
Big hams.
Do you know what?
I love Christmas hams
so much.
You should
just like a Christmas dip. Lucky dip, you just have a go anyway.
Yes, it will.
Oh, and then just take a chance.
Take your pork.
Yeah.
Can you take an immunisation?
Take a pork and get a shot.
Because who wants to miss out on their Christmas ham?
Mate, what's the point? I would cancel Christmas.
I just can't live without a Christmas ham.
Unless I can woof a
pig. Hey, what about this? I've got a 10-year-old's Christmas list that's gone viral.
What's that? Like a little Cabbage Patch doll or something?
Yeah, your normal kids write down what they want. Yeah, okay.
And I hope it's not a new bike because that's very expensive.
Mm. Well, they are very expensive. This dad asked his daughter in the UK what would she like for Christmas. There's about 30 things here. I'll start at the top. iPhone 11, AirPods, new MacBook Air, Gucci sliders, Chanel pumps.
Is she a Kardashian?
You know what? This is what the Kardashians would get. $4,000.
What, cash?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
New sheets and cover, and then an alarm clock. She spelt everything phonetically as well. She wants essential oil. Do you know what?
Everyone
I don't think that's cute. Everyone's going, ha ha. Isn't my. The guy put this. How embarrassing.
I would get her everything.
You would
absolutely
not.
Everything.
That is totally embarrassing. Sorry.
You'll be right.
No, I don't like that at all.
We all good?
Yep, we're all good.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
That's a little starter idea.
It is a starter.
Hey, when we get back, we're going to speak to the folk from ResMed.
Yeah.
You might not know that name, I'm in their debt.
Really?
They got me onto Royal Melbourne Golf Course.
Oh, you have to suck up to them, do you?
I do. I'm going to suck up.
What's happening.
But I'm going to get them to explain exactly what they do because it's an eye-opener or in opposite of that.
Excellent.
Could be an eye closer.
All right. Well,
hang about.
I'm intrigued.
Interesting stuff.
More coming up after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sale's coming up in the second hour.
I can't wait. We're going to talk Prince Andrew and other things. I think she's got a budget special or an Australian economic special.
Taking a look at, I think they're going to explore how we're sitting right now, how Australia's in there.
She's so adult. I love that she comes on our program.
And what's
around
she doing
the
on
shallow
our show?
End with us. We've got so much to get through. We're going to introduce a brand new listener competition for Brick Lane Brewing. We're going to have listener parties. I'm involved.
I'm still getting my head around this, and I don't know what I've agreed to.
It's going to be massive because if I'm not in the pub, you know me, I'm on the golf course, Jane. And yesterday I was given a rare treat. I got to go to the Royal Melbourne Golf Club down here in Melbourne, and I got to play the composite course, which is fully prepared for the President's Cup. And this is a bucket list thing
that
for anyone
so
who's ever
special.
Played golf.
I know there'll be a lot of guys ruining you right it, now and rare, saying, oh.
Correct. It was a rare opportunity and one I relished. And I was the guest of a group called ResMed, who are the official sleep health provider of the President's Cup. What exactly does that mean? Well, let's ask their CEO, Catherine Delamere.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi, I'm actually the general manager.
General manager.
We've just promoted you.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
You seem like one you should day. Be CEO.
climb the ladder.
I like you very much.
I love
yes.
it. I love
Straight
it.
To
so
the
how
top.
Does it work? The official sleep health provider of the President's Cup.
Tell
you
us
keep
what
everyone
that means.
Awake on course.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're so excited because it means, you know, people don't realise if they don't get a decent night's sleep, you're just not performing at your best. And that's mentally or physically. And on the golf course, I think you probably need
Indeed. Hope. So you're talking to someone who fell asleep in the dentist's chair.
So it's easy it's easy for Mick to fall asleep whenever we travel together and he just gets on a flight. He's out before we're even taken off.
However, I do every so often, like once a month, get insomnia or something like that. So what do? Coach people how to sleep properly or
All sorts. It could be anything from basic sleep hygiene tips about, you know, trying to go to bed at the same time every night or
3 in the morning.
Or 3 in the morning. Or someone like yourself, if you're saying you fall asleep pretty easily, that could be, you know, it could be a greater sleep issue that you might
if you're falling, if you're nodding off.
How many hours sleep do you need per night, per person?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you say per person, it's different for everyone. You know, the average, like, kind of general rule would be 7 to 9 hours, but some people can manage on less than that. Some people need a lot
more. So there's
a lot
of people who say, like, Obama, there was a few presidents and high-powered people, Maggie Thatcher, I only need 4 hours sleep. Yeah. Now, as everybody has researched it, we found that that's not true. They can't perform at their best even at that. They get by on it, but you're still not performing your best. How do you help that and encourage it? Do you use any products to help it?
Yeah, we've got a multitude of products. Mm-hmm. I guess anything from tea. There was a little box of sleep that some of the guys at the President's Cup
You don't
yesterday.
Smoke that, by the way. Just better give him
a little
heads
box
up there.
Of tea? What kind of tea?
It was in your show bag. You probably left it somewhere.
But I guess for us, it's for anything from that, it could go right up to a medical device that someone might need as well.
Now, sleep apnea too is another issue. But and how do we address that? And how do we help people too with their partners? What if one partner sleeps really well and the other partner doesn't?
Well, you get a divorce.
That's where you need ResMed to come on board and help relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're definitely on a mission to put more wives back in husbands' bed.
Do you get into that area of counselling where you become a voice in a relationship?
Well, I imagine
to say,
you
do
it.
Yeah, I think you can't help.
Wow.
You know, when you're dealing with people's sleep, you know, or their health, there's always discussion about their life and, you know, what else is going on. And a lot of people will actually say, you know, thanks so much, I'm actually back in the maritable bed. And that's,
right.
You know,
now, I'm pretty sure that drinking a lot of alcohol at night is not a good thing.
It's not in your playbook. Yeah.
That's not recommended.
It's definitely a go-to for many people.
Yes.
And we just recently did a survey and a lot of people, when we said, you know, what do you do to get help with your sleep, they said alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ideal. It's not recommended.
I knew an old
ideal.
Woman called Googie who was 88. Yes. And she used to set her alarm for 4 o'clock in the morning and she would go to bed and the alarm woke up, she'd get up, have one glass of beer and go back to bed.
Is that right?
Work
well,
for her.
There you go. Yeah.
Times have changed. So when you say 8 hours sleep a night, can I bank that? Can I stay up for 3 days and then sleep for, say, a day?
Yeah.
Is that doing me, that's a healthy way to engage
well,
this?
Well, I mean, I think everyone's different. And like I think, Jane, you were saying before, you know, some people can sleep 4 hours. Well, they get probably good quality sleep. Some people do. Whereas some people might sleep 10 hours and they don't get good because they're stopping breathing.
You've got to aim for the deep sleep, don't you?
You want
to get the REM. See, I know about this.
Ah, yeah.
I like the public transport sleep. You know, when you fall asleep and your head starts.
And you miss your stop.
That's not a good one. Okay, how can people find you or get be aware of what you're doing or track you down? What's the process?
So we have a great new website, resmed.com.au. We've been around for 30 years, though, but we've just sort of revamped on how people can get information.
And this is a huge deal to be on board with the President's Cup. You haven't started baby steps here. This is huge.
You've jumped right in at the deep end.
We have.
So how exciting.
It's super exciting. And I can't wait. It's only about 3 weeks away now.
It's going to be a load of fun. Thank you again for looking after me yesterday. Yes. I do appreciate that. Yeah, and this
I'm going to look into this.
Big,
very
is
interesting.
It's a big deal. I mean, Jane puts me to sleep. Between 4 hours and 4 and 6
See,
every day.
This is what I have to deal with every day.
I'll be okay for that. Thanks, Catherine, for coming in.
Coming up.
Good on you guys.
Lee Sales.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Coming up, we announce an exciting new listener competition.
We do, and it involves you leaving me by myself.
Well,
you go and just treat everybody around Australia in a pub?
Well, it's my national
it's
pub
your present.
Crawl. I'm doing it.
A pub crawl? Oh my God, you're not.
The big Aussie pub
we
crawl.
We haven't discussed this.
Someone had to do it. I'm going, God. And I've got to throw a listener party in every state.
Come on, joking.
Get involved. This is going to go cake over bananas.
Triple M listeners love this stuff. All right, we'll get onto that and find out.
What else have we got? Pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, and start at the top with this woman.
The last time respected journalist and host of ABC's 7:30 Lee Sales was on the show, Mick was drowning in a giant pool of Sydney poo jogger suspects.
I'm just making sure it's no one in the inner circle we need
that
to worry
that we know. You cannot imply the great Lee Sales.
I just want to hear from Lee.
First of all, do you jog, Lee?
Do you count for your whereabouts?
That would be better than the Masked Singer, don't you?
Here to hopefully clean things up and cover the big stories of the day. We welcome back to the show, Lee Sales.
Hello, Lee.
I literally knew the second that promo started with respected journalists that it was going to be about whether I was the poo jogger. I knew it.
What's happened to that story? It's gone cold. It's now officially a cold case. Mm. Are we any closer? Do we know? Cold.
You need to sniff out some leads.
That's
Mick.
Right. Do the police have one of those caravans set up on site where they show or reenact occasionally?
It really was pretty remarkable, wasn't it?
Is it going to be like an underbelly style drama starring Guyton and Grantley?
And Asha Keddie is the poo jogger.
I'd like to be a casting call.
Love the way when I come on this show, we just did like an ideas machine.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's just.
Thank you for joining us down the show.
We do take you down a little bit from what you're used to talking about, Lee. Sorry to do that, but
Lee wants to talk about the Crown.
Well, I think that's
because
she heard compelling. You're an expert.
I am an
expert. Yeah, because I haven't watched any of it yet, but I did love the first two seasons. So what I want to know is, does it hook you from the start or do you feel like you're missing the people that were in the first two? Or
hooks you from the start. And, of course, they've spent so much money on it. You just look at how lavish it is.
How expensive does it need to be? Move into an empty mansion and you're away.
God, you've no idea how the royal family works, do you?
I'm starting to get an idea.
You do know. Olivia Colman's
is Prince Andrew in it? I will watch The Crown when we get to the Prince Andrew stage.
He's only very young at this stage. We're about 1969, 1970 in that era. So he's a very young man. But, Lee, have you tackled Prince Andrew?
Oh, my goodness.
Have you tackled Prince Andrew?
Let's unpack this. Is this a roll gold disaster? Why has he spoken? Talk us through it, please. Yeah.
Even like rolled gold, I don't reckon quite catches the scale of this disaster.
So, Lee, the journalist who interviewed him, I'm saying that could have easily be you. So you're from the BBC. She's from the BBC. Yep. And she's told you are doing an exclusive interview in the palace with Prince Andrew and you're going to be discussing his sex life.
The first thing you'd want to know that I would have thought is why? Why has he agreed to do this?
Well, that's baffling us all.
Well, do you know, I read
nothing
this week
personal, but I think you're a bit old for him.
The spin doctor, I was reading this week, so he had a crisis manager who advised him not to do the interview and then resigned because he said, oh, look, I've told you, do not do this. And then, I mean, it would be awful, wouldn't it? Because you'd feel like, well, I told you, so you'd have some satisfaction, but it'd also be like,
Well, he saw the car crash coming and I have not seen one article and I've been bombarded as I look through my feeds and newspapers and magazines. There is not one positive twist to this at all.
No,
at all. People saying it's the most car crash ridiculous. Yeah.
The crisis interview when you're in the middle of a disaster, particularly one like this where it's just sort of like a rolling thing where there's not hasn't been many new allegations coming out, but it's just been creating dramas for him. The only rationale under which to do an interview is if you've got something to say. And he did not have something to say.
He did not.
Other than things that just got him into trouble, like saying, oh, well, my big problem is that I'm just perhaps too honourable. Oh, my God.
And that I don't sweat. Well, I wasn't sweating at that time. I find it extraordinary. And I must say, so I don't know how it rated that interview, but it was compelling because you could not believe what was coming out of
this guy's
mouth.
Was there anything you would have asked that the journalist in question didn't? Do you think she got it?
I think, to be honest, I have not watched the entire thing because I find it too excruciating.
Yes,
I've watched some clips and I've read the cover. I just cannot actually stomach watching the entire thing. Yeah. So I just wonder, at any point did she just go, because I reckon you could have used some silence very effectively, or you could have just looked at him and gone, seriously?
Yes.
And just left it dangling like that and see what he said. Like, after he said the sweating thing, he could have just gone, seriously?
Well, when he described Epstein's conduct as unbecoming, which seemed to be minimalising or trivialising.
She did correct him then. You said, unbecoming, you mean he was a sex offender.
But this is what... Is there an element of this where they do... At this class in Britain, where they don't see this as an egregious crime? There's another woman who's come out and suggested that there's a difference between pedophilia. This isn't pedophilia, it's child molestation.
Or prostitution,
Child prostitution.
Yes, she's...
And to call a sex offender's actions unbecoming, do they believe this? Or they, in their world, is this just...
I don't think today. I think any time you mention anything with that involves pedophilia, charges that were laid against Epstein, the friendship that he acknowledged was there, and just said, oh, it was a bad decision on my behalf to go and stay with him for 4 nights when I said I was going to break up with him. And that's what happened. He said, I was going over to break up with him in New York. I happened to stay for 4 nights. Okay. Well, yeah, bad call there.
I enjoy our conversations about poo jogging more.
when we come back, though, there's an economy special that Alan Cole is talking about. This is part two. How stuffed are we in this country?
Well, let's do that in a moment.
All right. Lee Sales is with us from ABC 7:30. More after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Lee Sales with us as well. 7:30 back on the TV tonight. ABC.
What are you up to tonight?
We've got this week. We've got a four-part special. So there's a story every night, looking at the Australian economy and sort of just digging a bit deeper because. You seem to find all Australians, whether you are on the pension and new start struggling, or whether you're at the sort of richer end, people still feel like they're struggling. Like, oh, I'm finding it hard to pay my kids' school fees and pay my mortgage and all the rest of it. So sort of across the board, there's this sense of everyone being under pressure, whatever income level you're at.
Yep.
So having a look at a bit at why is that the case, and there's some weird stuff going on in the economy that you can't find really even in any textbook where... sort of growth is really slow and wages are really flat, but we've sort of got the rubber to the floor with all of the things, the levers you pull normally that would sort of speed the economy up. Yes. So interest rates are very low and all of that stuff. So the story tonight's focused a bit on debt and the high level of personal debt in Australia and how that could be a bit of a time bomb because everyone feels under financial pressure. We just have turned to our credit cards to basically sustain our spending.
With Christmas around the corner, I can't see any issues there. I mean, this
no.
could blow the whole thing up.
Lee, I've noticed and I've seen a lot on the social media, people asking where Scott Morrison has been. Did he go on a holiday? What did he do? Did he go missing?
He's around. He's around.
Is he keeping a low profile?
We've got a bid in for him for an interview in 7:30 later this week, which I haven't heard yet if it's going to happen or not. So watch this space, Janie.
All right, thank you.
If he shows up. So, I'll send you a text. You'll be the first to know.
I always need to be the first informed. Now, we've got a bit of a theme running here, but the Rolf Harris witness has gone public for the first time. And she's written a book. Is that right?
Yeah, it's really interesting. She's on the show tonight. Her name's Susie Dent. So she gave evidence at the trial of Rolf Harris when that happened in the UK. He denies her allegations that she's made. But she worked as a hair and makeup artist in Australia for more than 30 years. And mm-hmm. she has told this story about and testified in court about it, that he came in and she was his makeup artist for a full day of filming. Mm. And she alleges that he was just the handsiest person that you could ever imagine.
Incredibly inappropriate.
It was a non-stop groping and molesting for the entire day. Oh, and then she's told somebody, as you guys would know, having worked in TV, people who are around the talent are yes. often told you can't do anything to put the talent off.
Yes. Yes.
And back in these days, that would mean, you know, if the bloke was groping you, you had that to sort of tolerate it because you put the talent off.
Yeah. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was convinced he was going to be one of the masked singers. Yeah, be a great finish.
Yes.
Prawn, he's the prawn.
Perhaps no, not appropriate with not. That.
Hey, guys, can I let you know this is a big day politically. It's an important day on the political calendar. It's actually 2 years to the day since Bob Catter came out with this wonderful, wonderful quote.
You know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Wow.
Mick, thank you for finding that. It's made my day.
That is it. 2 years to the day, a big day in the political life of this country. So you can have that tonight, Lee.
Yeah, that could be your own little delay.
Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely priceless. Everything, you know, on the show tonight is going to feel downhill after hearing that.
We love talking to you, Lee, and we'll be watching you on 7:30 tonight on the ABC.
Thanks, gang.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I've got some exciting news. What's Jane, you're kind of hearing this for the first time, but I think you'll love it.
All right.
It's kind of going to be great. Mm. I am going to go on a national pub crawl, and I'm not doing it because I want to. I'm doing it for the show. It's been a great year, and I thought it'd just be great for me to throw, go on a national pub crawl.
Where am I?
You are here manning the station while I travel down the... It's the... Now, we're doing this in legs, but at the moment, this is going to be the eastern seaboard.
So you're going to...
We're going to go down from Brisbane
crawl.
To Sydney into Melbourne. We're going to fly everyone in from the other states so all our winners can be flown in.
Is this to do with your brewery states. That you own?
My brewery, Brick Lane, are throwing listener parties. Four pubs, 4 days, my shout.
What?
If you are in Brisbane... If you are in Newcastle, if you're in Sydney, if you're in Melbourne for this leg.
Oh, my God.
We're going to come back afterwards, probably Australia Day weekend, and finish the job. But at the moment, this is all we can do. It's our last week on air, and I am... I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm so thoughtful. I just...
What are you talking about? This sounds...
This is all
this
because
sounds
of,
trouble to
a,
me.
A Brick Lane, which is a bloody good beer, by the way. I have to say, I'm not saying that because I own it, but it is a bloody good beer. It's available at bloody good beer stores.
I have to say, it is a very good beer.
Thank you.
It is a delicious beer.
And I'll be throwing them on. I'm shouting them. We're going. Well, so I'm going to have a listener party, and at all those places, I'm going to put on some entertainment. I'm going to turn up myself and drink free beer.
What kind of entertainment?
How?
What, you're with a banjo? No.
Maybe a bit of poo jogging.
I beg your
Who
pardon.
Who knows?
The jiggers.
That is amazing.
Jiggers, I'll take the jiggers. Chamber I might write a Shetland in.
Will you be on the radio? Will you still be on air? Or do I have to just do all the hard work with Dave?
So needy.
I am needy.
I will be out and about on frontline troops, they call it.
And you're telling Triple M listeners can go to this
Triple M listeners,
boozer.
I'm going to tell you tomorrow how you can sign up in each of those markets for this. It's going to be bloody great. I'm going to throw a ripping party.
Oh, we can't wait. We'll have a great time.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great.
No, well,
do we get any beer here?
What do we get?
You get to know that I'm out there taking a bullet for the team.
Dave, have I missed a massive meeting?
With our people. All thanks to Brick Lane.
All right.
It's a bloody good beer. Get on board. Cannot wait.
We'll give you all
more details
info.
Tomorrow.
Really?
We'll speak to you.
How
you can
exciting.
Giving up and win your tickets.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mr. Party. Come on.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. Yes, this is Kennedy Malloy.
All right, what are you on about?
I've been shocked and horrified. Every morning there is a lot of Vegemite toast consumed in my house.
Sure, I imagine.
In the last couple of months, maybe the last 6 weeks, I've smelt it, and it smells weird. It smells different. And I thought, this isn't an old jar. What's and I put my snoz in. I went, no, it's sort of got a tangy, sort of a weird taste.
Right. So and you're good at this stuff.
I'm good
at
this.
This is your forte.
Well, if you recall, barbecue shapes changed their recipe.
You were way ahead of the curve there.
I protested about that and they've changed it back. I'm not
kidding.
Wow.
So I did the same with the bucket in Kentucky.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Okay. So Vegemite has actually changed the recipe.
Hang on a second. You can't say that.
My word is they've changed it for vegans. And that's why it tastes different.
What was wrong with the original recipe?
Because I imagine it's got some maybe beef broth or something in Vegemite.
Right.
Vegemite is a, well, I don't know. We'll find out what the recipe is in Vegemite.
I am not.
On 3RW in Melbourne on the station, a caller started this and called up.
Right.
It started to go viral. And all these people are going, you know what, you're right. They've even noticed that the new Vegemite is shiny. The old Vegemite is matte finish, and I went to the cupboard. We got an old tube of Vegemite. Correct. So it's a different consistency.
Are you saying this is a conspiracy theory? You're saying they've changed the recipe to appease vegans.
I put it to you,
why didn't they just release a separate brand for vegans?
They have. I'm suggesting that they've also made this for the hell of it vegan, so vegans don't say.
Oh, wow.
And that would be difficult in the factory to do a vegan run and a non-vegan run.
So they're just doing a vegan run and
calling it normal and putting and whacking vegan on a few labels.
I will go bonkers.
I will go bonkers too.
I'll be a Marmite man.
Has anybody noticed?
If I hear there's anything to
this. I'll change to Marmite too. How dare you change this? Don't you do this because we're too clever.
133353.
Have we had a word from Vegemite? Have they said anything at all?
You know what they're saying? They're trying to stay away from that and they're saying Vegemite's going global. Who cares? It's going to an airport everywhere. You can get it everywhere.
Whatever.
This is bothering me.
It's a trusted recipe that's been around forever.
Let's take some calls.
Muck around with it.
Can we take some calls on this?
Yes, we can.
133353. Get involved. Let us know what you think about Vegigate.
Has Vegemite changed for you? What's going on?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, I've opened a jar of worms. Stop that right now. No, we're unhappy little Vegemites.
We're unhappy little Vegemites.
As mad can be because Bega have taken over the company from Kraft used to have it. Now Bega has it.
Yeah.
We're saying you have frigged around with the recipe and we're on to you.
And what have you done?
Because I noticed when I was buttering some Vegemite toast the other week.
What manner of evil is this?
It's different. Peter, do you agree with me?
And not only does it look different, look more plastic, it doesn't have the zing. I'm a bloke that when the missus goes to get sayos, I have sayos and Vegemite 10, 12 a day.
10 to 12?
10 or 12 a day, easy.
Sayo or a man-sized salada?
Sorry, no, it's salada. They're for girls.
but salada come in man-sized.
And Vegemite, and it tastes different. It does not have vanilla.
Now, Peter, have you noticed this just over the last couple of months or
No, yeah, a couple of months.
Yeah, I agree.
All right,
Peter,
thank you
for the call. Mark, what about you?
Oh, g'day, Mick and Jane, how are you?
Good. I'm a bit cross, though.
Oh, I'm cranky too. I thought it was me that had finally got sick of Vegemite after 20 years.
Really? Why? Yes. What happened? What did you notice?
Well, the new jar the wife bought a few weeks ago, and just every morning I thought I'd lost the taste and give it on toast, but it makes sense that it's changed the recipe.
It's sort of bitter
I swear
weird.
To you, if this is to if placate the vegans...
If we find out
vegans,
this is true...
If this is to placate the vegans,
I am
going to go bonkers.
I agree.
I am going to
Thanks
lose
Thanks for the call,
it.
Mark. Let's go to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you going?
Yeah, Mickey, you would know this, being the master brewer that you are, but... Obviously, the vegans don't.
Mm.
Vegemite is dead brewer's yeast. They are consuming living organisms, and we're supposed to cop it.
Hang on.
If you're a vegan, you don't want to eat anything that is live.
And yeast is what?
A live organism.
Are you saying my beer's alive?
Yes, it is. Don't you see growth? Don't you see bread when it rises?
Is that why we say I'm going to murder a beer?
Ben, have you noticed the change?
Definitely, and as the other bloke said, it has only been the last few months, but these sneaky vegans think they're going to get us.
They're wrong. Thank you, Ben.
Sneaky vegans, all you've done is woken a sleeping giant.
I'll tell
you what,
we're onto something here. David, what's going on? The country's mad.
David?
Well, everybody should try
an Australian-made product.
What's it called?
Called Mighty Mite.
Mighty Mite?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've been using it for about 7 or 8 years, and it's really, really good.
Is this a Dick Smith product?
No, it's not. It's made by a company called Three Threes, which is Australia. And, I can't say...
Mighty Mite.
All right, interesting,
all right,
David. Thank you for
that.
There
it is. Have a think about that before you go for your vegan-friendly Vegemite.
I think Frank's got another suggestion too. What are you trying to put forth on my toast?
Well, I reckon they're crafty little beggars, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Well, ex-craft, now they're beggar.
Yeah, but I'm a Promite man.
I've never met anybody who eats
and
that.
Why did you make the change to Promite?
Because me mother fed it to me for frigging years. And on the way to school, I used to toss it out of my school bag, and I've got a little mountain called Vegemite Mountain.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right, Frank.
Don't want to get upset, you, Steve.
Well, if he's got a Vegemite Mountain, it'll be the good stuff.
It's the old stuff.
You should sit on it. It's probably worth a fortune now.
It's gold. It's black
Steve,
gold.
Steve, you can confirm this. There's been a change in ownership.
Steve, yes. Yes. With Vegemite, used to be made at Bega in Strathmerton, but now it's... it was Kraft originally.
Yeah, Kraft had it. Now Bega are making it.
Now Bega has got it, and now they've changed the recipe.
Steve, like you might have been working your way through a bit of yeast yourself.
Thank you, Steve. Good on you.
Troy, thanks for your input, Steve.
Yes. Hello, Troy. Have you noticed it?
Oh, yeah, I've noticed it. Where I was making my daughter's some Vegemite toast about 2 months ago, and I noticed it didn't spread the same, so it smelled different.
See, it doesn't spread the same.
It doesn't spread the same. No. It doesn't look the same. It doesn't taste the same.
Nope.
How long ago did you notice this? Just recently?
The gluten out of it. Yeah, no, 2 months ago.
So you're saying they've taken the gluten out?
Yep, they've taken gluten out of it.
Is that a possibility?
Yes, it is. It is a possibility, so that the celiacs... and all the other people say, oh, now I'm gluten-free, so that it suits everyone and they can't be sued for anything. Damn you.
They've had it too.
Hey, Troy, we've got a subscription
really
for you. We're
going
to give you for you and your four kids for Disney. Yep.
This is a subscription to, is what?
Yeah, it's Disney Plus, it launched today, and one thing you get on Disney Plus, it holds the entire collection of Star Wars films, as well as the first ever live-action series, The Mandalorian. So you've got a 12-month subscription.
For all your kids. How about that?
Thank you.
That's great.
Awesome. Thank you, Triple M.
And all our callers.
Yes.
You're all into the draw
on the standby list. And this is amazing. 4 nights accommodation at Disneyland Resort, 5-day Disneyland Resort Park Hopper tickets, return flights to LA. And it's all thanks, as we said, to the great Disney Plus.
Can I enter this?
You can. Imagine the boys, mate. Fred and Lenny. Disneyland.
Lenny love it.
Nuts. And you can also get on at kennedymalloy.com.au to get us all your details as well. But congratulations. You're on the standby list and enjoy that prize, the 12-month subscription, Troy. It is all yours. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to the Holden, Colorado, which is now back with 7 years free schedule servicing across the 4x4 range. What are you?
It's just, I love it when you get to this.
I know, I love it when you say Colorado.
Holden, Colorado.
And I drift away and think, where would I take the Colorado? Where would I go right now?
Well, wherever you want.
I know. I told you.
It's like a magic carpet ride.
I would go to Exmouth. I'll go to Esperance. I'd be heading to WA on the coast.
I'd be driving to the tallest peak, driving it through the deepest river.
Really?
I'd be carving up the top end of Australia.
And you wouldn't even get bogged.
Well, you can't get bogged. It's almost bogproof.
It's bogproof.
Yeah, no, you'd be pulling people out of the bog.
That's true.
You'd be nudging them out.
You'd be the hero of the town.
As you go past, Ebony's on the line. Ebony's our Colorado owner of the day. How are you, Ebony?
I'm good, thank you guys.
Yeah, really good. Thanks for helping us out. How long have you had your Colorado?
I've had it here for about a year and 2 months.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are, Ebony? Because you sound delightfully young.
I'm only 19.
You're 19? 19? Oh, well done.
And so you've got a Colorado.
Is it your first car?
No, my second. My first one got squished by a Land Cruiser.
Oh, well, you could reverse that now. Go and find that Land Cruiser and crush it like an ant under the wheels of the behemoth that is the Holden Colorado.
Who goes in that beautiful Colorado of yours?
Pardon?
Who else goes in the Colorado?
Pretty much just my dog. The boyfriend gets chucked in the tray sometimes. The dog's up front.
What's your dog's?
I've got a beagle.
A beagle. Oh, I don't mind a beagle. As long as it's not one of those stiffer beagles.
No, I'm a vet nurse, so he's very well trained.
Oh, you're a vet nurse?
Yeah.
So I imagine in that job, whereabouts in the country are you calling us?
I'm from Old Portland in New South Wales.
Portland, New South Wales. You get a call out to see the animals. It doesn't matter. You've got the Holden, Colorado. You're unstoppable. Yeah. You could go anywhere, remote farmland. Yeah.
You could be the star of a TV show in this.
You could be.
Might be helping me hook out of the bushfires soon.
Yeah. Ebony, we've got you. It's simply called Ebony and a Colorado. Oh, you've named your Colorado, though, haven't you?
Okay. Yeah. I needed a manly name, so Tyson's what he's called.
Tyson. All right, so your new show is called Ebony and Tyson, and the twist is you're in love with your ute.
It's one woman, one ute.
And two dogs. Good on you, Ebony.
Hey, good on you,
Ebony.
We
love hearing about your adventures.
Great stuff. There you are.
A prize as well from Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to Holden, Colorado. Now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4.
Now, Mickey, you are fresh from having an extraordinary day playing the composite course at Royal Melbourne Golf Course yesterday in Melbourne.
I'm in all the papers today.
You're in all over the papers.
I'm doing my Craig Parry impersonation.
And
you said John Daly.
I did.
That's a bit rude.
I'm sorry.
You know, I played a game with John Daly.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Listen, this is a true story I'm about to tell you, because he's massive. He's known as his biggest hitter. I outdrove him off the tee.
You outdrove?
John Daly off the tee.
How did that go down?
It was a par three, and I'd hit mine miles out the back. But technically,
I know that I sounds still impressive. If and I knew what that did? Was about, I'd be...
This is incredible. He had a cigarette for every shot he played. Really? So he'd be on the tee, and he'd gun his ball.
Doesn't the smoke go up his nose?
Yeah, well, you know, I think...
It's like an old cowboy.
Might have affected him back in the 80s. He's okay.
And he's okay?
So he'll put it out of his mouth and then hit it, and then he goes to where he hit it. He lights up another cigarette. When he gets there, he puts that out. So you can actually map out where John Daly has been by just following the trail of butts.
That's funny. Now, you have put pictures up of Kennedy Malloy. We've got a picture of you. The golf swing's out there.
And I've got to say thank you, everyone, who's acknowledging how silky my swing is.
Is that what they're saying?
I'm paraphrasing.
They are talking it up. Can I read a few?
Sure, go for your life.
Rish Goon has said, definitely the best golfer on the show. Sorry, Jane and Dangerous. No offence taken, says we don't play. The relaxed runner. Very handy swing, Mick.
Thank you. Yeah, I can teach you how to do that. It's all my new golf video.
Oh, is that right?
Fabby Boy says, I underestimated your ability to look athletic.
Thank you. This is high praise.
Yeah, then there's Anth Perkins who says, 4, slice it into the trees.
What a mole.
Evan Broadway says, more long John Daly.
More long John Daly.
Yeah, long John Daly.
In every department. Here's another one. If you ever see John Daly wearing a... He once was turned up at a tournament wearing a crown cap. That usually indicates a bad night on the crown casino.
Oh, he had to, had to earn back a little bit of dough, you reckon?
Funny. I think that's probably.
But it is very exciting. When do all the golfers get here? In a couple of weeks, do they?
They will be here.
It's a worldwide event. This
they'll
is
start
amazing.
Arriving. So it's the internationals versus.
Do you think Donald's coming?
Well, the rumor is Obama might be coming too.
Who?
Obama. That's the rumour.
Now, that is more likely.
Well, he's a golf nut.
He
play as much as Trump.
He'll be in Singapore around the time.
That's very conveniently close.
What would it do if Trump comes?
Yes. Let's get him on the radio.
Oh, he'd love to. You know I've spoken to him.
I know too. Yeah,
that's extraordinary. You have spoken to him.
I told him how much I admired him.
Yeah.
You knew which side to appeal to him. You complimented him on owning golf courses.
Miss Universe and golf courses. I said, well played. That's how a billionaire should spend his money. Oh, you know what? And I reckon he wishes he could go back to that.
I'm sure he does. You own a brewery. That's exciting news.
I own
news.
A brewery. Yes, count that. And Brick Lane, I'm very excited about this. My Aussie pub crawl.
It's unbelievable. We can't wait to come.
Thanks to Brick Lane.
Yeah, that'll be great
I'm going to throw on the free beer. Yeah.
I can't wait to be there.
So you're not there. You're back here.
What?
You're manning the fort.
No, people are not going to be happy about
this.
Well,
I go out.
One in, all in, I say.
Take a bullet for the team and get out there and do it. More information tomorrow. We'll tell you how you can win and we'll take some calls.
Okay, let's do that.
Get you on board.
All right, Tom Ballard is going to join us in studio tomorrow. It'll be a big Wednesday, Kennedy Malloy. Talk to you then.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit holden.com for more details.